Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2078, Emotional Intelligence for Kids, Helping Kids Manage Their Feelings, by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. My name is Greg Audino, and I am your host and narrator. It's so great to have you here for another parenting post, one that I am particularly excited about and I find to be widely applicable. Really transcending just the relationship between parent and child. So sit back and relax as we begin this post now and optimize your life. Emotional Intelligence for Kids, Helping Kids Manage Their Feelings, by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. I am a highly emotional person. It can be exhausting. A few years ago, my husband and I had to make a truly difficult decision. We knew it was the best thing for our family, but it might hurt some people in our lives. I felt sad and guilty. I kept on rethinking my decision. I said to my husband, "I know it's the right thing, but I feel so bad. Don't you feel bad about it? I can't stop second-guessing myself." He said, "I feel bad, but I know we made the right decision, and that's that. I don't need to think about it anymore." I looked at him in awe. And wonder. That's it. You can just turn off your emotions just like that. Can I borrow your brain until this is all over? I am constantly working on controlling my emotions. They often overwhelm me. It's tough for me to make decisions. I've learned that in order to gain clarity, I need to recognize that I have many feelings at once. Most humans do. And I need to name the feelings, empathize with myself, that I'm experiencing. This can help me gain control of my thoughts and ultimately allow me to solve my big and little problems. Being able to do this is one of the ingredients of developing my skills in the area of emotional intelligence. So, when my son has a temper tantrum and I lose my patience with him, instead of using all the wonderful skills that I teach and preach, I can feel the following: annoyed at him for having the tantrum in the first place, guilty because I yelled, embarrassed for losing it, and tired from having to deal with the tantrum. I can then empathize with myself. I am annoyed, guilty, embarrassed, and tired. It is only then that I have the ability to objectively assess the situation. I can then figure out if I can let the situation go, apologize, or offer this child some empathy. Children and teens also may have trouble managing all their different emotions. They have a hard time because they feel things strongly, and their feelings can be so overwhelming. Temper tantrums, bad moods, slammed doors, and arguments can result. We can help them recognize that having conflicting emotions is normal. Kids and adults are not so different. And we can aid them in recognizing and naming their feelings in appropriate ways. Children feel relieved when they understand that they can have contradictory emotions. This can help reduce negative behavior. It allows children to think independently, foster resilience, and improves their problem-solving skills. It broadens their knowledge of emotions and increases their vocabulary of feeling words. This helps them become aware of their feelings and the feelings of others, an important skill that develops and expands on their ability to empathize. The ability to empathize is one of the vital characteristic traits found in emotionally intelligent people. Here are some typical scripts you can use to introduce your children and teens to the concept of having more than one feeling at once. New siblings. Younger children. you might have two feelings about the new baby. Sometimes you'll be happy to have a new baby in the house. It can be fun and exciting. Sometimes it will be very busy and overwhelming. If you get sad, just let me know. Say, "Daddy, I need attention." Other children. New babies can be exciting and fun. They can also be a lot of work. Just make sure to let me know when you need a break. Trouble with friends. Younger children. You like to play with Eli, but sometimes you get annoyed because he likes to be in charge of what games you play. Older children. You sound angry and hurt. Sarah is studying with another friend tonight when the two of you usually study for your math test together. Problems at school. Younger children. You sound confused and frustrated. You did not know you were supposed to share your candy at the party? Other children. Your teacher yelled at you in front of everyone. That can be so embarrassing and hurtful. You probably didn't even know how to react. Children are grateful when someone names and gives orders to the confusing feelings of their inner world. They feel validated and have more confidence to manage their emotions. Acknowledging your children's feelings increases your child's emotional intelligence and helps build positive communication patterns and creates a warm and calm family environment. You just listened to the post titled "Emotional Intelligence for Kids: Helping Kids Manage Their Feelings" by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. And I'll be back with my commentary right after this. And a big thank you to Adina for this great post, one that I really liked and one that I would recommend when it comes to helping both kids and adults manage their feelings, mind you. I especially like how she began this one, too, by telling the story of how she first had to see the benefits of acknowledging the nuances of her own emotions before she could do the same so confidently with her children. And to me, that might be the best takeaway from this whole article. Very good article. Whether we're talking about kids or adults, again, we often forget how much we can learn about other people simply by learning about ourselves. And even though we're all different people with very different experiences, and in the case of children going through different stages of development, one truth that binds us is that we all have layers. We all have behavior on the outside that is not necessarily correlated to the same set of thoughts and feelings on the inside. So, you know, if you get cut off by three people on the highway, maybe one was being irresponsible and drinking or something. Maybe another was rushing to the hospital. And maybe the third was in the middle of a sneeze and they didn't even see you. So when we can begin by acknowledging how our own actions have been misunderstood, we are then better prepared to see how the same can be true in others. We develop compassion for the layers that people have, and then we can educate our kids or whomever on their own emotions. So think about that today, everybody. It's time for me to sign off, but I thank you so much for coming as always and spending another day with us. I hope you took as much from this post as I did, and do be sure to come back over the weekend for more content. That's where your optimal life awaits.